Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of That's the Thing on Radio Azim Premji University. Thank you for being curious today. I'm Jimmy and I'm here with Kavya and Atharva.
Hi.
Hello, hello guys.
Let's jump straight into our object for today. We're talking about the king of the Indian roads.
Jimmy, hamara auto wala episode to ho gaya hai.
Nahi re, auto yuvraj hai, the prince. This is about the actual king of the road. Ambassador.
Ambassador. Right now we should cue like one Rajinikanth kind of music, I feel, no, for ambassador. Let's figure out ki ambassador itna iconic bana kaise.
Let's take our seats and go.
Take our seats and go, matlab?
As in like car, ambassador.
Achha, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so did either of you grow up with an ambassador?
I actually grew up with my family, Kavya. Like parents and sister, like that.
And was there an ambassador that was part of this family or?
So my earliest memory is my grandfather.
Okay.
Coming to Bangalore. So we used to live in Mumbai, Bombay at that time. We lived there for a couple of years with my grandparents. And then I came down here, a joint school over here, St. Germain High School in Bangalore. He used to come down often. And when he came down, he used to take us out for like a breakfast or a lunch somewhere. And it was in an ambassador car. We'd sit and we'd go. And one of our favorite places to go was this place called Chalukya Hotel.
Oh yeah, of course.
Near
iconic.
Race Course Road in Bangalore. So that's my earliest memory of sitting in an ambassador with my grandfather.
I've only sat in an ambassador car twice.
Okay.
Wait, like in your whole life?
In my whole life.
Oh,
I've sat in ambassadors only twice. And both times it has been in Kolkata. I'd gone to Kolkata late 2000s for a spelling bee competition or something.
Oh my god, yeah.
And over there, like, ambassadors are very, very common over there.
Yeah, the taxi. Right.
And that was the first time I sat in an ambassador, and I was just very astonished by how bare bones that car is.
Yeah.
Right? It is pure function. You are like, tum baithoge, ye gaadi chalegi, tum utroge. Don't expect anything else from this car.
Okay, Atharva, that spelling bee
that
you went for, which was the toughest word you got?
I don't remember.
Do you remember how you did?
Did you win? Is what Jimmy's
so,
asking.
No. That is Kavya asking you. That's not me asking. I'm just saying how you did.
So I came second in Gujarat, which is why I qualified for the nationals in Kolkata.
Okay.
Like, I qualified for the international round, but I didn't win any medal or anything in Kolkata.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Spelling it. Damn cool. Yeah. Damn cool. Kavya, ambassador story?
So I grew up around other older cars. I don't remember an ambassador specifically.
Okay.
But I remember that you would take the ambassador, like you'd call a guy to take you to the train station, and that guy would have an ambassador. And then you'd be like, oh, this car.
The disappointment. Ooh, I felt it. Okay, so let's play this game. Is the ambassador Indian or not? Make your cases. Atharva, you go.
Yeah, man. It's called Hindustan ambassador means. Mm-hmm. It's Indian only.
Kavya, you're vigorously shaking your head, saying nahi. Kyo?
It's about as Indian as momos are. Okay, so if you look at the original design of the ambassador, it's from Morris Motors in the UK, which is the parent company of now Morris Garages.
MG.
Which is now a world famous Chinese brand.
But okay, fine. It's always been manufactured in India, no? But in 1957, Hindustan Motors ne unka pehla factory set up kiya West Bengal mein. In Uttarpara.
But the
Atharva 2, Kavya 1.
But the plans came from the British. Hindustan Motors only got the rights for tooling and manufacturing.
But Hindustan Motors ka parent company tha. Aur Hindustan Motors ka parent company Birla Group, jo again Indian, aur unke political pull aur mileage ke karan, the ambassador was so popular. In 1954, Indian government ka policy tha ki local manufacturing boost karne ka tha unko.
Okay.
So basically, made in India 50 years before make in India. And so it is clearly Indian.
Okay, but
3-2.
So is the Kohinoor. That means nothing.
Ooh, one fell swoop Kohinoor. Okay. So, I think that if the British can claim us, then we can claim the ambassador.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. And it was not like it was the first car that Hindustan Motors brought to India, right? The others were also only assembled here. They didn't survive like the ambassador.
Achha.
And the ambassador had a couple of important innovations when it came in. So it was like the first diesel car engine. It had a semi-monocoque design. You don't have a separate frame on the body for the chassis. It's just one thing, which makes it lighter and more spacious than the other cars at the same time. And what's cool is the monocoque design is still used in building F1 cars today.
Wow. Imagine a racing league with just ambassador cars. Woo!
Yeah.
That'll be so cool.
And going out right in the front is Atharva. Oh. And behind her, Kavya. Kavya's creeping up on Atharva. And at the turn. I don't watch any Formula One racing. This is just me making it up, okay?
You know, the idea of an ambassador car rally really reminds me of these old cartoons I used to watch when Tom and Jerry and all used to have these specials, right? 1 hour specials.
Yeah.
Where different cartoon characters from different series would race together and their cars would look a lot like the ambassador.
Yes.
And there would be small, tiny, it was just like...
And it could have happened also here in India, actually. Pre-1990, of course. So in the 80s, let's do some math, okay?
Okay.
10 out of every 10,000 Indians owned a car.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Okay.
And at that time, given what was in the market, most of those cars would have likely to have been ambassadors.
Right.
So yes, that was the best time to have started the Ambassador League.
League, Ambassador League. Yeah.
But do you think like a 1980 wala ambassador would have beaten a 1960s wala ambassador?
Atharva, tum ye pooch rahe ho ki agar fight hota, that is those two cars crashed into each other?
No, no, no. He meant F1 type of beating regime.
Acha, okay.
Violence, violence, Jimmy likes.
Yeah.
I don't like violence, but violence likes me.
Oh boy.
Okay, so I don't know whether the 1980s model would be able to beat the 1960s model, Atharva.
Mujhe bhi nahi pata. But so they basically kept updating the cars, right?
The Ambassador.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Ambassador was actually a series of different models and each was slightly different from the previous one and they all had different names.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the marks.
I wouldn't say it like that. Kya hua tha? Model of Ambassador released in 1963 was called Mark II. And then confusion. Sab log conference room mein, around the conference table, saying, isko to humne Mark II bula diya. What about the first one now?
And instead of saying Mark ka baap, they went with the safe option of calling that one Mark I.
Okay, so this is a great place to introduce Karl Marx's sister.
He had a sister?
I mean, factually, I don't know. But for the sake of this joke, yes.
Oh God, it's a joke. Okay, guys, the next 1 minute is not factually correct at
you can,
all.
You can click the 30 seconds twice. And
okay, so it's a meme, actually. So Karl Marx's sister name was Anya. And she invented the pistol that they used to start all running races. Which is why before they shoot the pistol, they say, Anya Marx.
Oh no.
Moving
on. Okay, so that's not true, guys. Okay, it didn't happen.
Joke. Hanslow.
Anyway, Mark 3 was brought out in 1975. Mark 4 in 1979. These were all ambassadors.
Yes. Now, quick game. Phrases that have the word Mark in them. Come on.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Invoking your Karl Marx joke. On your mark.
Well played, well played. Okay. Mark your words.
Yeah. Hit the mark.
Leave a mark.
Which we hope this podcast, that's the thing we'll do. Any other? Last one?
Mark ke di roti.
Mark with sarso ka saag.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, moving on. So podcast ke shuruaat mein Jimmy ne kaha tha, let's figure out why the ambassador became so iconic.
That's right.
Ye isi liye, क्योंकि अंबेसडर पॉटहोल्स पॉलिटिशियंस और पेट्रोल प्राइस हाइक्स तीनों से नहीं डरते.
इट वाज नॉट जस्ट अ कार, इवन देन इट वाज अ वाइब, राइट? लाइक नो मैटर हाउ अनकंफर्टेबल इट वाज, फुल्ली नॉस्टैल्जिया. नो, एवरी टाइम यू गो टू बॉम्बे, सी वन ऑफ दोस काली पीलीज, यू आर लाइक ओ माय गॉड, आई एम इन द सिटी ऑफ ड्रीम्स.
यू नो, एक्चुअली आई Atharva, I know you said that it was very uncomfortable.
It was.
I actually found the Ambi to be very comfortable and capable of insane jugaad, okay? So, an ambassador was almost like a 1 BHK. Family of 8, no problem. Pet dog, dadi, tiffin box, tandoor bhi leke jana hai to, no problem. It was completely okay. It was India's original SUV, the surprise utility vehicle.
Nice. But it wasn't just a family legend, okay? It was the official vehicle of Sarkari swag.
That is true, that is true.
Yeah. Politicians, babus, all lal batti wala netas, they loved this gaadi more than their gaddi.
Well played, Adar. No, I remember this line from one of their newspaper ads. It said, "We are still the driving force of the real leaders." That was actually true.
Yeah, it wasn't just marketing.
Yes.
Also, the fact that you said you remember it from a newspaper ad.
Jimmy sold.
We're back to that. It's been a while, actually.
It's been a couple of episodes.
I feel like when talking about the ambassador, making Jimmy sold jokes is very low hanging.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were talking about the Lal Batti red beacon.
Yes.
So once that red beacon, this Lal Batti, it was mounted on top, the ambassador transformed into a moving parliament. It was full of VIPs, VVIPs, and some Ps who considered themselves VIs, but they weren't.
Are you referring to anybody in particular, Atharva?
No.
You're not taking any names?
No, not taking any names.
Okay,
but there's a very interesting story about India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru.
Hmm.
So he was all about Indian cars, okay?
Right.
So our daily ambassador used Martaidro.
Okay.
But, so interesting, he used to switch to a Cadillac only to receive foreign dignitaries.
Oh, that's wow. What he and I have in common.
Okay.
Now, I wasn't around when he was around, Atharva, just in case you were going there.
Okay,
but
so you take your Cadillac out when you're receiving foreign dignitaries.
No, but I bring out the fancy dishes and cutlery only when guests come home.
Meri maa bhi same cheez karti hai, and she gets so annoyed if I use her fancy stuff in normal situations. And I can never understand why.
So apparently even Lal Bahadur Shastri never understood, okay? He was the external affairs minister at the time and he was so confused by this. He asked Nehru also, "Bhai, aisa gaadi kyun badal rahe ho?" Nehru basically said that he did this to let them know that the Indian prime minister could also be driven in a Cadillac. So it's also one of those status games that you end up playing in politics, no? You don't have a choice.
But you know, when Shastri ji became a prime minister, he was like, "Nahi bhai, I'll stick to the ambassador only. Desi gaadi, desi pride."
Nice.
And his exact words were, "Pandit Nehru was a great man and it is difficult to emulate him. It makes no difference to me what the foreign dignitaries think as long as they know that the Indian Prime Minister is traveling in a car which is made in India."
Which wow. I love that because it just shows how values change even in small differences of time. Na?
Yeah, like and full commitment.
Yeah.
Let the foreigners know that I run India in a car made in India.
It's like Salubhai said,
"Ek baar jo maine commitment kar di, uske baad tumhe khud ki bhi nahi sunta."
Mic drop.
Cutting to 2003, Vajpayee ji, right? He ditches this white elephant. Right?
You're fat shaming the ambassador, na?
No. The phrase white elephant comes from the fact that the upkeep of a white elephant is very, very expensive.
So the white elephant is something you've spent so much money and time on, but is perceived to be something that's very high status, very valuable.
Okay.
But you're bleeding money
just to keep it up, right?
Okay.
So he ditched this ambassador car and shifted to a BMW. Pura Hindustan hil gaya. It was like watching your dad give up his chappals and replace them with Crocs.
Actually, design-wise, it was the other way, na? The BMW was sleek like the Hawaii chappal and the Ambi was bulky like the Crocs.
<That's it.
laughs> Oh boy, now who's fat shaming, say?
Hey, I wear Crocs, okay?
I know, unfortunately. Listeners, we have to see his ugly shoes all the time. The BMW had better features, right? Better security features,
right,
which is very important for a prime minister.
That's it.
It was bulletproof, you know, all of those things. After that, the white ambassador lost its power, its steam, its acceleration.
From VIP to RIP.
Aww.
And then came May 1st, 2017, right? Like, I feel like this was the last nail in the coffin of the ambassador.
Huh.
So Modi ji basically banned Lal Battis on gaadis.
Right.
So no more VIP treatment, no more flashing lights.
Yeah, that day every Indian traffic light cried tears of joy. They were like, "No, we can also stop politicians on the road."
Yeah.
Fun fact, this was Rule 108 of the Motor Vehicles Act, which got amended to reflect this change.
Uh-huh.
So now, no red lights, no blue lights either, except for ambulances and police.
Right.
Cars. So that was the end of the Lal Batti Raj. And also, basically, the last remaining public use of the ambassador is a power symbol.
Okay, wait. When you said that they said no more Lal Batti except for ambulances and police, is that why now you have police cars in front and police cars behind and the politicians in the middle?
Oh, yeah, you got a convoy. So, nice. You got a convoy.
Loophole has been found.
Oh, boy.
There were a lot of common people and celebrities who really loved the ambassador.
Oh, yes. Big names. Raj Kapoor ke paas ek white Mark IV tha. R.K. Lakshman drove only black ambassadors.
Oh, one Facebook page noted then, Anu.
Okay.
It's called Ambassador, Landmaster, HM, Boris, BMC, car fans and owners.
Nice.
Would I say it's wieldy and SEO optimized? No.
No.
Adarali, they've got posts of Satyajit Ray and Mrinal Sen sitting in the boot of the ambassador with cameras. Okay, and they're shooting a moving shot from the boot of the ambassador.
That boot was just something else. They used to remove the boot lid to shoot better angles and even get a dolly effect like Jugaad Max.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
Also, I remember Khushwant Singh, he once said, every part of this car, the ambassador, makes noises except the horn.
Iconic.
And Mohanlal, of course, he still owns his old Dustexa shaded Ambi, parked proudly next to his Merc and Audi because true love.
Okay, so even in Todarum, which has just come out, which we will not spoil in any fashion in case you're still watching it, Mohanlal plays an ambassador taxi driver, but his name is Ben.
Whoa. Nice, nice.
Nice, very nice. So all good things come to an end. Hindustan Motors Uttarpara plant closed in 2014. Last Ambi rolled out. And India rolled into nostalgia. And 1991 was the beginning of that end for the Ambi. This was the liberalization era, jo Dr. Manmohan Singh ne introduced kiya tha, where we opened the Indian market.
The key words being liberalization, privatization, and globalization.
Why don't we just pick up some of the cool things he said in that budget speech and let our listeners listen?
I now propose to raise the special excise duty on products which are presently attracting a 10% rate of duty to 15%. However, this increase will not be applicable to petroleum products. I also propose to exempt from this increase certain consumers' durables like motor cars and consumer electronics, such as television sets, as these industries are currently passing through a difficult phase. I may say the exemption for the motor car sector is at the request of the Chief Minister of West Bengal. To realize our development potential, we have to unshackle the human spirit of creativity, idealism, adventure and enterprise that our people possess in abundant measure. We have to harness all our latent resources for a second industrial revolution and a second agricultural revolution. Our economy, polity and society have to be made extraordinarily resilient and alert if we are to take full advantage of the opportunities and to minimize the risks associated with the increasing globalization of economic processes. We have to accept the need for restructuring and reform if we are to avoid an increasing marginalization of India in the evolving world economy. The economic policy changes brought about by our government under the inspiring leadership of Prime Minister Narasimha Rao in the last 8 months are inspired by this vision. We shall pay any price, bear any burden, make any sacrifice to realize those dreams. India is on the move again. We shall make the future happen. Sir, I have come to the end of my labor. Tonight, I feel like going to the theater. Let the assassins be informed. I am prepared to meet their onslaughts. As the poet said, Sar Faroshi ki tamanna ab hamare dil mein hai, dekhna hai zor kitna.
That's Sarfaroshi ki tamanna bit.
That's
right?
From Aamir Khan's movie Sarfarosh, no?
No! It's an Urdu patriotic poem jisko Bismil Azimabadi ne likha tha. It's a dedication to young freedom fighters from the Indian independence movie.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
do you mean it's from Sarfarosh?
Mujhe pata tha. I just said that because I knew you'd get worked up, okay? Kavya.
Jimmy, are you saying that you knew that this Bismil chap had written the poem originally?
No. Main us naam Bismil se 20 meel dur tha.
Oh no. Can we go back to the ambulance?
Thank you. Okay. So, is speech ke baad, the Indian market opened up, global car makers were allowed to make and sell in India.
And this was the end of the license raj.
Yeah, but the Maruti 800 had already come in, Alva.
Yes, that was in 1983. The Maruti 800 came in. Fir 1991 ke baad, when this happened, the Hyundais and the Honda started coming in.
Wait, and that's when that famous Shah Rukh Khan ad happened, na? The Hyundai ad?
Yeah. That's right. So, 1998 mein, jab Hyundai ne Santro ko launch kiya, they roped in Shah Rukh Khan as their brand ambassador.
That was such a coup. Everybody was talking about it. Okay, fun question. Since you brought up that brand endorsement, which is the first ever brand endorsement in India?
Okay, were you alive when it came out? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Like way back though, because you would have had, you could have done newspaper branding and things
Yeah,
like
so
that.
Yeah, so it was a print ad.
It was a print ad.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Was it for like some Indian blue color or something like that?
Okay, I'll give you another clue. It was...
Wait, does the brand still exist?
Yes.
The brand still exists.
In the skincare space?
Okay. Skincare, oh.
Okay, but if it's like is it pre-independence or post?
Pre.
Is it like Mysore sandal soap?
Oh, yeah, that's a really
soap
good...
Soap is a good one. Soap is the right direction.
Okay, so it's not... But Mysore sandal was after independence, okay. Right? I think. Well, we can do an episode on that another time.
Okay.
What is it? We don't know.
Okay, Shah Rukh Khan in rose petals milk. You remember?
Oh, Lux.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so in 1941, Leela Chitnis. This is the first recorded brand endorsement in India. She's an actress at that time. Okay, and there is a claim that the first ever ad was in 3000 BC. Any guesses what this ad could have been?
I don't know about the first ever ad, but I remember a very old customer complaint for a trader named E.A. Nasir.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know this.
Okay. Sorry, wait. I'm just going to say that Atharva and I know this because we spend too much time on the internet.
That's right.
So what is E.A. Nasir and what are
so
you talking
about? So he was this old Babylonian trader, I think.
Okay.
Who used to sell copper. Huh. And they found this old clay tablet.
Okay.
Which had like those...
Little markings on it.
Markings on it. And when they translated it, they found out that it's basically a customer review talking about a trader named E.A. Nasir saying, he sold me such shitty copper coins.
Yeah.
Such bad copper.
We have this perception now that when you think of historical artifacts, they must all be something critical, important. If they were written on like clay tablets, it would mean something.
Yeah.
And actually, sometimes it's just people taking notes, right?
Yeah.
So apparently, even on the Hagia Sophia, the very huge cathedral in Istanbul.
In Istanbul.
So there were some markings on top, which for a very long time, people assumed were like, markings talking about prayers or something religious. Huh. Right? And they were very high up. So later in the 1900s, when historians went up and actually translated it, all they found was that marking said, "This is very high."
Oh, super.
So it's one of those kind of ads?
No. It was by a slaveholder to find the runaway slaves. Okay?
Oh.
And it was a papyrus found in the ruins of Thebes in Egypt. It read something like this. The man-slave, Shem, having run away from his good master.
Of course, his good master.
Hapu the weaver. All good citizens of Thebes are enjoined to help return him. He is a Hittite, 5 feet 2 inches tall, of a ruddy complexion and brown eyes. For news of his whereabouts, half a gold coin is offered. And for his return to the shop of Hapu the Weaver, where the best cloth is woven to your desires,
nice.
A whole gold coin is offered. That was the ad.
Oh my God. This is so horrible.
It is.
Like, imagine like being like, oh yeah, I've lost my watch. Please return it to me. Except it's a person. Yeah.
And in the middle, they're like, actually, we sell the best cloth.
Best cloth. Like, slightly. Guys,
that's the
that
real ad. That's the plug. Yeah.
Okay, one last one. First TV ad in India.
Were you alive for this? Yes, no.
Oh, okay. As per these records, okay. I was born in that year.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Fine. Which we will not reveal to the listeners, but it's just data for me and Atharva to have. Okay, so add in the mid-70s.
Was it like Raymond?
Something like that.
Something like
some
that.
Some suiting type things.
Really? I would not have thought that that's where we'd go first.
I feel like a post-independence, especially in the 70s, people were really...
70s is not post-independence, Atharva. 50s is post-independence.
I'm saying 70s as in when people had enough disposable income to worry about
clothes,
what they want to wear, how they want to present themselves.
Is this a brand we would know?
Yeah, it's Gwalior Suitings.
I have never heard of it in my life.
What? You've not heard of Gwalior? No.
Oh my God. Okay.
The Converse of Jimmy So Old. Are such babies. Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. How did we get here?
In an ambassador.
Okay, sorry. It's my bad. I off-roaded a bit over there. So, okay, so let's get back. All the global car makers coming in, unke naye designs, features, all this led to the Ambi losing its popularity.
और हिंदुस्तान मोटर्स भी अपने जिद पे खड़े रहे. दे डिडंट वांट टू मेक एनी चेंजेस टू द डिजाइन और आई डोंट नो मे बी दे वर जस्ट लाइक राइडिंग ऑन इट्स कोटेल्स आई गेस.
या एंड ये प्रॉब्लम ना हमारे बहुत सारे हेरिटेज ब्रांड्स में तुमको देखेगा कि इट इज सो द ब्रांड इज सो वेल रिसीव्ड बाय द पब्लिक इट बिकम्स आइकॉनिक और फिर उनको बदलना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है.
ऑल्सो यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू डायल्यूट द ब्रांड्स आइडेंटिटी ना लाइक इफ यू थिंक ऑफ सम ब्रांड्स लाइक लेट्स जस्ट मेक अ लिस्ट लुक एट वॉकमैन व्हाट हैपेंड टू वॉकमैन.
या
Palm. I used to love my Walkman.
Kodak films.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even Nokia phones.
Oh my God. Nokia phones is like the biggest one. Yeah, that's
Kafi lamba list hai. But pura, I think that's what happened. Too much competition, better competition, and then the ambassador stuck in the neutral gear.
Oh,
that
nice,
was me
nice.
Well at played. The traffic well light this morning.
Okay. To kai aur problems the, jisko they just didn't fix. Fuel efficiency, high maintenance cost, poor after sales service. It's just a long list.
And 1958 in the our day monopoly.
How do?
So then you start getting complacent. You take your customers for granted, Alva.
That's
it's
right.
It's a natural process of having a brand like this.
They would be thinking customers jayenge to jayenge bhi kidhar.
Correct.
Dheere local janta started buying other brands, and only politicians were seen driving the ambassador, and they still thought of the ambassador as a status symbol, na.
Fir 2002 mein Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee ne kaha bas bhai, and switched to a bulletproof BMW SUV. From an ambassador, like we already discussed.
Yes.
Followed by the next Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh also.
Wow, Manmohan Singh again. So our silent Prime Minister unknowingly played a huge part in the Ambi going silent.
Aur 2014 mein ambassador ka production band kiya gaya.
At this point, what song would be ideal to sing for the Ambi?
Oh no, there's another one of these. There's every episode. It didn't used to happen before.
You let me sing once.
And then we can't stop him. Okay, what is it, Jim?
Chhod do Ambi, zamana kya
kahega. Okay, nice. Okay. Ambassadoriya, gadiya ve sadiya, valiyana chhod ambassadoriya.
Oh God, that's really bad.
How long did you take to come up with this?
Like, how much time did you spend on this joke?
I think I spent about, the idea came, I thought about it, and then I said, wait, I don't know enough Punjabi to write the lyrics myself.
Yeah.
So, ChatGPT.
Oh my God. Jim, you have to stop using ChatGPT. You gotta stop.
Why are you shouting at me?
Because ChatGPT is the devil. Okay.
4 liters of water went into making these
this
4 lines of
bad
code.
Joke.
You're going
okay,
there.
Okay, so can I just tell you that we have a clear divided opinion in this podcast room about how we feel about AI.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so there is some talk of a revival happening, doing a Punarjanam.
Okay.
Ambi as an electric vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Hindustan Motors is all set to release an electric sedan in 2025 in a price range of 10 to 15 lakhs.
Yeah, which is produced with the assistance of Peugeot, right? Which brings me back to my main case that I don't think the ambassador is Indian anymore.
The question was, was it Indian?
I love to have
nice
the
callback,
last
nice
word.
Callback.
So I have a question for you guys.
Right.
What is a feature from the ambassador that you would put in modern cars?
You know, the boot.
The boot.
So I remember that we were going to Kerala. We had these, we had some 8 suitcases because 2 families were traveling. And from there, we were going somewhere else. When we had to book, we went in 2 sedans. And the suitcases took up the boot space of both sedans.
Oh.
But when we got down at the railway station in Kerala, that one boot of the ambassador fit all 8 suitcases. It was, I was like, how is this? Where is it going? It's like a black hole. It's just disappearing.
It's like the TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside.
That's what I would take from the ambassador and put elsewhere.
Okay, what I would take from the ambassador that I would put into my tiny little car that I have is this kind of, indestructibility of the body of the car.
That's right.
I could bump into anything, and the thing I was bumping into would be at more risk than me.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I feel like, I don't know how to put this in modern cars, but I feel like no thief would steal an ambassador car. Right?
Right.
And I want to add that anonymity to any car I own.
So basically,
no, you put a lal bhakti on it, no thief is stealing from you.
Or put the car there and get a hologram of the ambassador over it.
Over it.
Imagine if he had holograms and that's what he's using it for.
Oh, good. All right, so that's the end of our Ambassador Wala episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the episode. And please subscribe to our podcast, That's the Thing, on Radio Azim Premji University, wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you for being curious.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
We will be back with another episode next week. This is me signing out along with Atharva and Kavya.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to
Rap Sun Rehe.
You're listening to
Din Suno Thar.
Shingla Gekunadar.
You Kelta Idira.
Hi Kata.
Re Katha Sun
Radio.
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 Azim Premji.
University.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program is for educational purposes only.